and verse 13. One Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. Hallelujah. How many will say amen to God's word? Praise the Lord. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനം ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ദാസന്മാർക്ക് രണ്ട് പ്രാവശ്യം ദൈവം സംസാരിച്ചു. എത്ര പേര് ദൈവത്തിനായി സ്തോത്രം ചെയ്യും? ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനത്തിനായി സ്തോത്രം ചെയ്യും. ആമേൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. 1 സാമുവേൽ 16 വേഴ്സ് 13.
Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Praise the Lord. I was not planning to preach tonight. I was standing backstage and just praying, and the Lord showed me a vision of him anointing his people afresh with fresh oil. And that was such a beautiful vision. Just that vision itself refreshed me. And so I believe tonight God wants to do and anoint us afresh with his Holy Spirit. Amen. In the scriptures, in the Old Testament, we know from scriptures that God, usually people say God anointed three kinds of people in the Old Testament. There were the priests, there were the prophets, and there were the kings whom God anointed. But if you study scripture very clearly, there were different measures that God used to anoint each one. Not everybody had the same measure of oil. In the scriptures you will find, if a sinner, a leper, who had leprosy, and leprosy in the New Testament is symbolic of sin, came to the priest would have to make a sacrifice for his leprosy, have to apply the blood over his ears, over his thumb, and over his feet, and the blood would cleanse him, and then the priest would have to anoint him with oil. But that was a small measure, just a small measure on your ears, on your fingertips, and on your thumb of your feet, just a small measure. Sometimes when people come out from being addicted to drugs or alcoholism or any kind of sin or bondage, when they backslide or when they come out from a sin or a bondage, when they come into the house of God, there is an anointing that God does for them. Because the Bible says in the New Testament, a dog, when it vomits, sometimes it goes back to its vomit. Maybe, I had a boxer dog. So when he's eaten something that is wrong, something that is not good, then he begins to have a digestion problem. So you will find him walking out on the lawn, trying to take a leaf there and a leaf here and trying to eat on it. Then he would go a little distance away and he would begin to... And then he would bring out what was inside of him. And what comes out of him? He would sniff. Then he would look at me. He would come a few feet away. He would go back to that woman and again sniff. And if I don't correct him or if I don't teach him, let me tell you, normally a dog will eat back what it has vomited. God doesn't want us to go back to our old bondage and sin. So that which has come out of you, that which is not good, that should not be a part of your system, when it's come out, God does not want you to go back and smell it again. So that you won't get the smell of that rotten thing that's come out of your system, God anoints you with oil. So every time you try to sniff, you will sniff the anointing. Oh, come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Repentance is just not turning from sin, but repentance is coming to Jesus and feeling his presence is anointing on you, when no longer do you want the vomit that you threw out of your system sometime back. Some of you need a fresh anointing tonight. You've been smelling your flesh. You've been smelling your vomit. You've been looking at your old life and wanting to go back to it. But tonight, I believe God wants to anoint you afresh so that you won't smell the bondage, but you will smell the oil of the goodness and the mercy of God upon your life. Lift your hands and give a shout to Jesus tonight. Oh, come on, church. Hallelujah. The anointing is the only substance that can preserve you and keep you from getting back to where you once were. Praise the Lord. None of us are perfect. None of us have reached where we are supposed to reach in God. None of us have grown to the full stature of Christ that God expects us to. And time and again, we need to say, Lord, every time I sniff, I want to sniff your anointing. I don't want to think about my old life. I don't want to think about the pleasures of sin and think that were the best days. But the best days are in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want to sniff and smell and feel your anointing oil upon my life. Oh, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, yes, Lord, anoint me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Take a breath and say, I'm going to smell the oil of God upon me tonight. By faith, say it. Hallelujah. I'm going to smell the oil of God upon my life by faith tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to smell the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You gotta keep asking the Lord for that anointing. You gotta stay in the anointing. You can't be saved by the Spirit and then try to work it all out in the flesh. You gotta say, Lord, keep me anointed, keep me always in the fire of your presence. Let me smell you, Lord. Let me feel you, Lord. Now, the second group of people whom God anointed were the priest. Open your mouth and say the priest. Say the priest. Priest. Amen. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, not all or everyone could go into the house of God or go into the tabernacle of the Lord. But only the priesthood that came through the Aaronic lineage or the Aaron's sons could serve the Lord in his presence. And they had to first come to the lamp of God that was going to be sacrificed on the brazen altar and say, Lord, let your blood be upon me. Let your blood wash me. Your blood is sufficient to take away my sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now when you study scripture in Leviticus 21 verses 14 onwards, you will find in the old covenant, if you were ever going to approach God or go into the Holy of Holies, the priest had to be people who did not have certain physical limitations. Now in the New Testament, anybody with any kind of physical limitation can come to the Lord. But the Old Covenant. And so what they had in the physical is what we have in the spiritual. In the Old Covenant, the priest, they couldn't be blind. They can't serve God with blindness. In the New Testament, we can't be spiritually blind. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. And I was meditating on a scripture tonight, and that scripture was today, and the scripture was, the entrance of thy word, O Lord, gives me light. Sometimes people are confused. Sometimes people are wondering, where do I go on with my life? What decision do I take? Where do I turn? What should I do? You know, there are a lot of thoughts that go through the minds of people. That's the same for everybody. But what you got to understand is God's word is a light. The entrance of the word, God's word has to enter into your spirit. and give you light and illumination inside, that no longer you are dark inside. Are you with me? When you come before God, God doesn't give you money. Or God, God can bless you with money, but that's not the main purpose that God wants you to come to Him. Not even for your healing. Not even for your deliverance. Nothing. What matters when you come before God is that God gives you His word. And His word is an illumination inside, in your spirit. And that word is what, that which directs you. Are you with me? Because God doesn't want you to be blind. You know, John 8 and verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows after me won't walk in darkness. Say that with me. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows after me will not walk in darkness. Do you hear that? Sometimes I've seen people come to me for prayer. Say, Pastor, should I buy that house or should I buy this house? Should I go to Bangalore for my studies or should I go to Bangladesh for my studies? Should I marry this girl or should I marry that girl? Should I marry this boy or should I marry that boy? Should I go for a job there or should I work here? You know what? If you follow, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you follow after me, you won't walk in darkness. Sometimes I just say, why don't you just follow after the Lord? Is that too simple? Is that too simple? If you begin to follow after the Lord, the word of God will begin to enter your heart and that will be an illumination and it will be so clear. God will so clearly speak. But when you don't want to follow after the Lord, when you want to just do something on your own, what happens is you're kind of dull of hearing. You don't want to hear. You think you got it all together. You think you can figure it all out. You look for somebody who can get you where you want to go. And you end up in darkness. Are you with me? But when you say, I'm going to follow the Lord, I'm just going to follow Jesus. I want to follow Jesus. If I'm in Bangladesh, I want to follow Jesus. If I'm in Bangalore, I want to follow Jesus. If my house is in Pachalam, I'm going to follow Jesus. If it's in Pakistan, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow Jesus. It is a hard decision and you follow after it and you hear God's word. The word of God will illuminate your spirit. The word of God will give you a clarity concerning your future. Praise the Lord. And you won't walk in blindness. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord, for the light of God's word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The second disqualification for a priest who had to carry an anointing was that he could not be lame. He could not have a leg problem. And when you really look at those scriptures in Leviticus 21, you will find one of these legs could not be long and the other could not be short. And sometimes I say there are people, you know, one leg is kind of short and the other is kind of long. In Malayalam, there was a movie, Kunyikunan. You seen that guy walk? One leg short, one leg long. And sometimes you wonder which is the longer leg. They come to church like this. The shorter leg is like, should I go for the prayer? The longer leg wants to go for the movie. Should I sit for personal prayer? Should I just watch something else on the TV? Well, you're not going to carry an anointing very long. Praise the Lord. The guy could not be lame. മലയാളത്തിൽ പറയും നടപ്പ് നേരെയായിരിക്കണോ? നേരെ നടക്കാൻ ആഗ്രഹമുള്ളവന്റെ മേലെ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അഭിഷേകത്തിന്റെ എണ്ണം നിലനിൽക്കുള്ളൂ. You know why sometimes lawyers study God's word? Because they always want to find a loophole. And sometimes you read God's word because you want to find a loophole. Okay, can I just fool around, do everything rubbish and still get to heaven? Well, you might, but you're not going to enjoy the journey. Are you with me? Theologically, sometimes you just might. You might just get through. But don't take that risk. Be 110% sure. Praise the Lord. Carry the fire of God upon you. Carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God looks for the upright people who will walk straight. മുടന്തായിട്ടല്ല, വളഞ്ഞ നടപ്പല്ല. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The third thing about the priest in Leviticus 21 was that he could not be a hunchback. കൂനുള്ളവനായിരിക്കരുത്. കൂൻ ഇങ്ങനെ അല്ലേ, കുഞ്ഞിക്കൂനൻ കറക്റ്റ് ഡിസ്ക്രിപ്ഷനാണ്. വളർന്നത് ഇങ്ങനെ എങ്ങനെയാണ്? പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. കൂനുള്ളവനായിരിക്കും. അതായത് മുകളിലേക്ക് ഒരിക്കലും നോക്കിയല്ല, താവട്ടെ നോക്കുള്ളൂ. അവന്റെ ദർശനം എന്ന് പറയുന്നത് അവന്റെ പുക്കിള, നേവൽ, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ എടുത്ത മണ്ണിലേക്ക് മാത്രമേ നോക്കുകയുള്ളൂ. Praise the Lord. പിന്നെ അവൻ എങ്ങനെ നോക്കുവാണെങ്കിൽ ഞാൻ തമാശന്ന് പറയും, മരിച്ചു കഴിയുമ്പോ കോഫിനെ കിടത്തി വല്ലരും പൊക്കുമ്പോ അവനിങ്ങനെ once a pastor was very discouraged with his ministry, so he said, I'm not going to pastor, I'm just going to follow the Lord and I'm going to be a mortician. And so he said, pastor, why? He said, you know, because when I preach and I try to straighten out people, they don't get straight. But if I'm a mortician and when they die, I can really straighten them up and they stay that way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, church. Hallelujah. He should not be a dwarf. Kunyaita. Alle. That is, he never wants to grow. എപ്പോഴും ആരെങ്കിലും എടുത്തോണ്ട് നടക്കണം. ഏതെങ്കിലും ഒരു പാസ്റ്റർ എടുത്തോണ്ട് നടക്കണം. രാജ് പാസ്റ്റർ എടുത്തോണ്ട് നടന്നില്ലെങ്കിൽ വിനോദ് പാസ്റ്റർ. ഇനി വിനോദ് പാസ്റ്റർ എടുത്തോണ്ട് നടന്നില്ലെങ്കിൽ വേറെ ആരെങ്കിലും, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ വേറെ ചേച്ചി പോവും. എടുത്തോണ്ട് നടക്കാവുന്ന ഒരാൾ വേണം. ഈ ആഴ്ച അവൻ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാൻ വരുമ്പോ മുട്ടുവേന മാറാൻ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കും, അടുത്ത ആഴ്ച നടുവേന, അടുത്ത പെടല് വേന. പക്ഷെ അവന് ക്രിസ്തുവാകുന്ന തലയോളം വളരാൻ ആഗ്രഹമില്ല. Then why should God anoint you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're going to see, you know, I told the Lord, Lord, if you're going to bring in harvest of souls, I want my congregation not a dwarf. I want them spiritually tall to grow to the stature of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Then they shall be a co-worker, stand shoulder to shoulder and help me in the work of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He should not have a scab. Scab. Say that was scab. അതായത് ഒരു മുറിവ് വന്നു കയ്യിൽ, അതിങ്ങനെ ഉണങ്ങി വരുമ്പോൾ അതിന്റെ മുകളിൽ ഒരു 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 സ്കാബ് അല്ലേ, ഒരു 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 സ്കിൻ ലെയർ വരും. The priest should not be somebody who has got a scab. You might have been hurt by somebody. Somebody might have rejected you, hurt you, or whatever. And God wants to heal you, and God begins to start to heal you. And when the healing is almost through, the scab is there, and suddenly you want to scratch it. Suddenly you want to go for counseling and again scratch it and open it all out. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Some people spend 75% of their personal prayer time just scratching. When I was young, my mother didn't understand me, didn't love me. My father did this to me. My uncle behaved like this to me. My cousin was very upset with me that the pastor didn't understand me. Lord, chorinju. Praise the Lord. Don't be a Chorian believer. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, don't be a Chorian believer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are not called to have scabs in our lives. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. Amen. He heals our brokenheartedness. Hallelujah. He sends forth His word and heals us. We don't have to keep opening it up again and again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this priest should not be a eunuch. In other words, he should be able to reproduce. He should be able to spiritually reproduce somebody, bring somebody to Christ. God isn't just anointing somebody so they can have a nice time. You know, sometimes you go to churches and people want to fall under the power. People want to laugh in the spirit. I am all for that. I love that. Are you with me? People want to roll on the ground. People want to fly like a bird. People want to run in the spirit. Oh, praise God. I'm all for that. I love that. Praise the Lord. It's better than just somebody just sitting like that. I would rather be in a church that is excited about the Lord and that just wants to have everything that God has got for them than just somebody who is. But you know what happened to some people? They just want those experiences. They never go out there and win a single person to Jesus. They don't even invite their brother-in-law for prayer. Can I tell you, ask you one thing? How many years is it since that you have come to the Lord? Not putting any guilt on you. But at least have you witnessed to somebody in your family? At least your husband or your wife, do they know that you belong to Jesus? Or somebody in your neighborhood or in the place that you work? Have you invited somebody for a prayer meeting? Have you shared with somebody the word that God spoke to your heart? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, anoint us afresh. Anoint us with fresh oil. Praise the Lord. The priest and the king. Say the king. That one scripture, Mark chapter 11, verse 22, 23, and I close with that. Mark chapter 11, verses 22, 23. Mark chapter 11. Say Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 and verses 22-23.
So Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says."
Amen. Jesus said, "Have faith in God, and verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, 'Is your name whosoever?' Whosoever will say to this mountain, that is such a powerful scripture. Whosoever, God is not limiting anybody. Whosoever, you could be Russian, you could be American, you could be Chinese, you could be a Malayali, you could be anybody. Whosoever is your name, whosoever. Such incredible opportunity in that scripture. Whosoever will say unto this mountain, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, Jesus said, God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have life everlasting. Whosoever, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, church, hallelujah. God has opened the door of salvation for everybody. Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Catholic, Protestant, Pentecost, whoever you are, wherever you are, whosoever, if your name is whosoever, and you say, I believe in Jesus Christ, you can be saved. You can have life everlasting. The same opportunity where God is saying, whosoever would say to this mountain, gosh, if it said, pastors, you say to this mountain. Apostles, you say to this mountain. Evangelists, you say to this mountain. I cannot say, God says, whosoever. Oh, touch somebody and say, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My name is whosoever. Praise the Lord. That's me. That's the kingly anointing. That's the kingly anointing. Authority to speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. Authority to speak to the mountain. Praise the Lord. But in Mark 11, verse 25, the only limitation for whosoever is, when you stand praying, if anyone has anything against a brother, first forgive, then your heavenly Father will listen to your prayer and give you what you have desired. Praise the Lord. See, the unlimitedness of whosoever, and the only limitation that God is saying is, if you have something against somebody, Forgive, man. Just let go. Don't carry it around. Just let go. Forgive. Speak a word of blessing over them. Pray for them. And when you stand forth and when you command a mountain, you carry a kingly anointing. When you speak to a mountain, hallelujah, the mountain will be uprooted. Glory to the name of Jesus Christ. I sense the presence of God upon this place tonight. Hallelujah. Fresh oil. Hallelujah. For the leper, for the prophet, for the priest, for the king. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, we are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are God's own people. Called out of darkness unto the marvelous light to declare the glory of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's close our eyes in prayer and ask God to anoint us afresh tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm a little late. I usually keep to the time.